Okay. So here we are. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see here. Indra's adjusting me here. So how do we, oh, I want to see who's here. Oh, I see. Oh my gosh. Oh, gee willikers. Oh goodness. Great, 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 great. Ah, Prem De Lu and Yup and Amrit and my goodness. Let's see. Wow, Chinti is there and Judith is there and oh my gosh. But I'm only seeing a portion. I'm only seeing a few people. Rishi's there and Barry's there with his earphones and yeah. I thought you were going to sing for us, Bari, because of your earphones. Okay, so what I'd like to do now is I'd like to see if there are people who with their hands raised. And how do I do that, please? Reactions, is that right?
I go to participants, and if you open that pop-up box, you'll see that Yashodhara has a question.
Okay, good. And please contribute to the satsang. Because oftentimes I come without any topic. So if you will help me, that'd be really good. So, Yashodhara, where are you, Yashodhara? You have to turn on your, there you are. You have turn on your microphone. It's in the left corner.
I have
Now,
her. She's good.
there you go. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Chantimai. I'm so happy to be with you, and you are carrying me through the week.
Good.
It's such a gift that you have satsang every Sunday.
You're not very heavy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
I'm really happy that you are. I am too, by the way. I'm very, very.
So glad to be connected.
Do you have a point for me to connect?
Two questions I have.
Okay.
The first one is that you were saying last week that, and I know it by theory, there is no other. And I know it from here, but still like now with this all these different ideas, and also sometimes you don't understand other people and how they act, the way they act, and whatever. And even though I know and I practice for many years, but still I see that I tendency have the other and us.
Okay, but there is both other and not other. And we spiritually inclined people, we who are really looking to live in our heart in an open mind, wide open, like space, we live in two worlds at once in a way. We live in the material world and we live in the wisdom of the spiritual world, which is a blanket for everyone. It's really good what you say because this challenges you to hold to what you know from inside. And it does start, I don't know if it starts in the head, I do know it starts in the mind. And mind is everything, intelligence, all functioning, all karmas. All spinning of planets happen through great intelligence, the great mystery. So this is the challenging point. It's nobody in no spirituality is asking you to agree with everybody to see that, or that there isn't conflict to see that. But one comes to see that whether in conflict or love or just walking through life, that there is a totality. I would prefer totality over oneness. I'll say that. I believe that oneness is an important step. Yet there's a totality of the universe. Is that not so?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And everything within the universe is functioning through that intelligence. Is that so?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what appears to be other is other and is not other as well. So we always go to the not other as well, so that we can really establish that in our heart, and not that it's only theory, but that we begin to see that everything is functioning through a dreamlike intelligence. Mm-hmm. So this is really good for you because it challenges you to see that no matter what thinking or what the world is doing, and it's not to ignore that. Sometimes, yes, for our own your brightness, let's put it that way, for our own brilliance, our own simplicity. But to hold to what the sages have said, because these are the gifts that have been left for us who are on the Dharma path. So you see a bigger picture, which is universal, and then you see a smaller picture, which is earthly. And remember, Jesus said, I love it. I repeat this so often. Jesus said, be in the world, but not of it.
Yes.
Means you have to walk and live in this world. This is where you are, but you don't have to be lying. You don't have to be cheating. You don't have to be ultra shy or manipulative like the world is. You don't have to be focused on money. Money's important, but that doesn't have to be your God. On the American dollar, it says, in God we trust. Well, I wonder why they put it there. Rather than in the parks or something like that, on the trees, in the rivers. It's good what you say, because it challenges you to stay with what you are aware of. Knowing is good. It's an important point. It's an important step. But being aware is even greater, because it puts it right here in being, so to speak, huh? So continue being aware of what the sages have left for you, the gurus, the masters, the great thinkers, Socrates, the philosophers, Plato, because they're telling everyone what is inside of, so to speak, inside of them and what they can be aware of. Okay? What is question number two?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And my question too is, last week you spoke about Kali Yoga. And even though I know about Kali, but still I have never
Kali been. Yuga, I think. Yuga, Kali Yuga.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. You said, I heard Kali Yoga, but maybe you mean Kali Yuga.
Well, thank you. So we'll clear up our language from this side. That's a yuga, yuga. Yuga is a space of time. And Sahara and I were just speaking about the yugas the other day, and I was saying, I really don't know that much about the yugas. What I know about Kali Yuga is that it's a time, and it's a very long time, it's thousands of years, where things just fall apart. Yeah. And it's when people lie, and people go to war, and people manipulate each other, and they forget about the great mystery, the great spirit within all things. And even so, what I do know about the yugas, I have not studied them well. Somebody said the other day, well, it's Kali Yuga, so therefore, how can we realize in Kali Yuga? Well, Ramana Maharishi realized in Kali Yuga, Maharaji realized in Kali Yuga, Shanti Mai realized in Kali Yuga, Amaji realized in Kali Yuga. So that should not stop anybody. This is just mind play. And as Sahara and I were speaking, what we do understand about the Kali Yuga is, even though it's the darkest time of the cycles of time, the most separatist time of the darkest of times, that within you, all of the yugas are going on at once. The Sat Yuga is also going on, the True Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, I forget the other yugas, see how well I know them. That they're all going on at once, and that no yuga should stop you from anything, actually. You come to live here at this time, and this is where you are. So Kali Yuga is no excuse for dumping wisdom in the trash barrel. So that's what I would like to say about that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. That's a really different. Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
We move to Chandra. And somebody else is, yes, doing that for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Shanti Mai. It's so lovely to see you.
Why don't you put your screen down just a little bit so I can get your chin.
So?
Okay, there. Yeah, you could. Yeah, there you do. Okay, so how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. Yes, it's a long time I have not seen you, and now we see this way. Isn't it wonderful?
We're very fortunate. We have a good team who's helped put this together. Let me always say, if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, thank you. I would want to ask whether it is possible to do a metta yoga together.
A meditation, you mean, huh?
Yeah, sorry, it is the yoga from the other. I mean a metta meditation, yes.
We could do that. We could do a metta. I would plan that for next week.
Okay.
And I would do it after satsang. I would do it after the satsang. So then we could spend an extra half hour.
Wonderful.
20 minutes, whatever it took. That would be very good. You know, in the Sangha, there is going to be, from what I understand, there is going to be a website coming up that encourages people for prayer and offerings. And we'll have pictures of the people who are doing that, maybe one day a week or one day a month, or maybe the full moon, we don't know, that everyone will participate at one time. And I would like to also remind people of the Medicine Buddha site and the Gayatri site. And I would ask Sahara to look those up, those website links, so we can put them up, because it's a really important time to join those Gayatris, to join those Medicine Buddhas. And for those who you want to have those mantras focused on, you can put their names there too. So next week we will do a metta meditation. Some people have never done it, so I'll lead it and they can learn what that is. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Akasha's going to write me a note for that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Here comes Ken Chul.
Namaste, Guruji.
Namaste, Ken. How are
you? Hello. Good. Yeah, very good to see you again. I wasn't thinking of asking a question, but since you said, you know, participate in the satsang, I thought I will. Yeah, so the question is about projecting into the future and how that may lead to anxiety and fear. So I thought I overcame the biggest fear of leaving the body when, you know, I heard one of your satsangs where you talked about, you know, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. If I die, I die. If I don't, I don't. And I felt like, wow, that was so liberating. That really sent me through the coronavirus thing and all that, even though I'm very cautious about it, take all the precautions and all that. And still, when I project into the future, like I know that I can do the breathing and all that to settle down anxiety and fear. Last night I was troubled by an email that I got from work. And I thought, oh my God, you know, they're watching me do this and that. So what if I lose my job? I don't have an income. And there's that projecting into a lot of catastrophizing. I thought, oh my God, I thought I escaped the fear of death. And now I'm just fearing these little things here. What is going on? Yeah.
Be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote to me recently and said, what about if everybody has to be vaccinated in the future? And I said, well, it's not happening yet. Anything can happen. As we know now from the coronavirus story.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saying this for 25 years. Anything can happen at any time. And it doesn't have to be something so devastating as a coronavirus. I mean, you could win the lottery, who knows? You could get a better job, who knows? You know, so it's not incorrect or wrong to consider the future, but it is devastating. Now, you're being careful about the coronavirus, but you're not being so careful about the future. Mm-hmm. So the coronavirus is happening, and we must be careful. Because actually, with all the information out, we don't know much. Mm-hmm. We know people are dying. We know people are getting it. We don't know what's happening politically. We don't know what's happening, you know, with the shutdowns and all of the things. That's okay. Hmm? And we should be very cautious, because one thing is we don't know. Mm-hmm. But you're getting upset about the future and you're taking care of the coronavirus now. Do you see the equation? Do you see the equation?
Yeah, the inequation of that.
And do you see that maybe they are watching you? They should be watching you. You're a doctor. They should be watching you very carefully.
They are watching me, yeah. Yeah, but they were just commenting on things like, why are you taking a laptop home to work, and why are you calling patients from home and things like that. I mean, I was just sort of like, you know, stepping out of the boundaries a little bit, being creative about how to be more efficient. But they're trying to be very dictatorial at the moment, actually.
Well,
wanting
you're not
everyone to just...
They will be dictatorial.
Then the family calls the ambulance because no one knows whether they want to be resuscitated, and so it creates a lot of kerfuffle for that reason. But then I accept that.
Well, yeah, you have to. People are so deeply identified with their name, their function in life, and their body that they think they're going to lose something as they pass out of this world. And, you know, the funny thing about human beings is that they can see that this is an impermanent realm, mm-hmm. and people don't, somehow they don't have that sense that that applies to them. Mm. Mm-hmm. And also that they don't, in a healthy way, look at how they can pass out of this world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and they're going to. And you don't have to get old to do that. My body's getting old. I know that every breath is closer to the time I'm going to depart from this planet. Okay. You know, I'm going to depart from this planet. I'm going to do it well, and I'm going to live every moment as well as I can. There's disappointments, there's frustrations, but so what, you know? And like Dalai Lama said, I've repeated this a few times, Dalai Lama is planning his next life, you know, and where he's going to be born and how he's going to be gendered. And then he says after, as Indra said the other day, he said after he does all of this and he stays in the Buddhist teachings and he walks that Dharma, when he passes, he's going to see if that was all accurate or not, you know, whether, so he makes it light. I make it light. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, what happens after passing? All I know is that energy is never dies. Mm-hmm. It's transformed. Mm. And I feel that your beliefs have a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. You discover in your life has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. And how you are in your heart and how courageous you are just to love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will be.
Yeah, and so sometimes you just send them a blessing rather than trying to encourage them to just be fearless about it. So there was a 99-year-old lady who was like, really, I could see that she was dying in probably a few hours. So I was trying to ease her through the process of it, and by asking her, is there anything that you're frightened or fearful of? And then she said, what do you mean? Like, you know, what if you do sort of like, you know, your heart stops beating and all that? Oh, don't say anything like that. My family would hate it. My daughter can't take it. So I spoke with the daughter about it. I said, do you want to make preparations or thoughts about your mum, who was very unwell? Oh my God, I hope you haven't said anything to her about it. It would kill her. I thought, oh my God, she's 99, for crying out loud. In my mind, I was thinking that. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, I hear this, you can believe it. You don't have to believe it. You heard it. So one thing for sure is that oftentimes I also hear people say, I can't, it's just beyond me that my grandfather passed away and he's 85 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, so people are so attached to this life and their bodies have already gone. I often say, where is the three-year-old body?
Mm-hmm. Gone.
Where's the five-year-old?
Yeah, gone.
Where's Shanti, my teenager? Huh? Where's the young woman? Where is, they're all gone. So we experience departing all of the time. Every day we're different.
Mm-hmm.
And each breath represents a newness and a passing. And but people are very sensitive to it. Yogis or people who are dharmic initiates should get in touch with that they are passing every day and being reborn every day. Mm-hmm. So to speak, at least in the body, there's mm-hmm. the element which Yashodhara was speaking about, where there is no separation, there is no other. That's mm-hmm. more true than anything. And that is not a birth and dying element of ourselves. It's mm-hmm. simply body, earth, mm-hmm. coming and going, impermanence.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a suggestion as to what I could do or offer to the people who are not that way inclined in their thinking?
No.
Like my patients who are not that way inclined.
Do anything for them because they've spent their life like that. If you get a person who's not afraid and is willing, then you can talk to them.
Mm-hmm,
you,
mm-hmm.
you cannot push a person to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that because I've equally had patients who are like, I'm so looking forward to leaving this body behind because I've had a great life, you know, one or two have said that before.
So now you know.
Yes, thank you.
I'm telling you, you don't have to believe, you heard it.
Yes.
I heard, well, you heard it. Why do you need to believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm always going to come down to the most common denominator. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave you because there's a
couple. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Leaving you. I'm just going to leave our conversation.
I know. Namaste.
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 Antisa, who is next here? Hi.
Hi, Guruji.
How are you?
Good, very good. Actually, I was recommended by Kent, you know, and I attend only one lesson last 2 weeks ago, and I absolutely feel it, and I really love it, because I like a lot of your wise wisdom, and it's really have attached inside of me.
Good, good. That's because that wise wisdom is inside of you. That's why. No, that's true. We've touched upon. The flow of what is between us, huh? Yes, that wisdom is there. Go ahead, please.
So my question is, I'm kind of a very passionate, enthusiastic, and have a very high energy of a person.
Okay.
When I feel something very great about it, and I would just all the way to focus and go away, you know, to do it. And then sometimes, and another thing is my husband is always say, calm down yourself, you know, you don't be too overexcited about it. You are overreacting about it. And then, you know, and it's kind of like my battle to see what sort of direction I should go. Should I, you know, keep going with my enthusiastic and do something, right? I know there will be a lot of challenges ahead with what I really want to do in my life. But at the meantime, I'm just coming to say that, you know, I start to have a doubt. Can I do it or should I be more calm and think about more rational? You know, there is a lot of conflict in between my mind to say that, am I too much? Am I too much about my enthusiastic and will I really make it happen?
Well, how do you feel about it? Do you think you're too much?
I think it's workable. I believe.
That's the answer. There you go. See, you answer your own questions. I love that. That is the point. It's workable. So what does workable mean to you?
If I keep consistency and don't give up and find my way to do it, it will happen.
Yes, yeah, that's for sure. Now, if you calm yourself just a little bit for your husband, just a little bit, and and keep that passion. I wouldn't let go of that passion for a moment. But, and he would probably like to see, I don't know. I don't know how he is. He must love you as you are.
Yes, yes. He is. He has been really supportive because last year I have a very, very tough time. I was in hospital for 3 months. Without his support, I don't think I could get through.
And you did. And you look good. Yeah. I support your passion, however you do it, whether you move in your passion calmly, or you move in your passion with great excitation, I support your passion.
Thank you.
You bet. Because this journey that we're on takes, it really requires a passion to move forward. Mm. Because we're unusual people in the world. It's not really true, but our drive is to really understand ourselves from a space of heart and be guided by an open mind and an open heart. And that's not prevailing in the world right now, but my sense is it will be. It's functioning. The passion is growing. So the passion is beautiful because it moves us to where we feel that it's so important to be inside ourselves, within ourselves, so that our life reflects our inner understanding, you know, our inner wisdom. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but sometimes I have a doubt of, like, for example, I have a great ideas and I really want to share with someone. But the thing is, I start to have a doubt, who is the person that I should share with? Will they steal my ideas? Will they, you know, are they trusted? And will they really to see my ideas and, you know, work together to make a better world? So it's kind of a battle to say that, shall I share this one with someone who has experience, but will they see me that, you know, will they see me that this is maybe a good chance, and then they will steal my ideas that I haven't got the chance to implement, but it has been already taken out? Because sometimes commercial is like that, you know. Yeah. You know, you are kind to share the ideas, but maybe somebody don't see it in that way. They well, rather than contribute, they will steal and they will grab it.
That's your test, and that is true what you say. So my work with you is not so commercial. My work with you is the heart,
yes,
open mind, and the diving into the depths of who you are. And in my view and my experience, when you go there and you adjust yourself constantly in your heart and open mind, things work really well. And not always, but you are more aware of what will work and what won't work. And you are at peace with yourself no matter what the challenge is. Huh? So our work together is inner work. Mm-hmm. And I support your exterior work totally. And yet our work is inner work. I was just speaking about this the other day, that in our Sangha, most of the people, I don't know what their work is. Sometimes I do because they say or so, but the work is not their physical work is not my, or their mental work or their outer work is not my focus. You and your heart and open mind and what you come to discover about yourself and relieve yourself of what would be called delusion, misunderstanding. This is my focus. Totally. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Namaste. Antisa, where are you? And if there's anybody else who would like to contribute to satsang, we have one more question, and then we would really like to see others as well. Or for conversation. You take care. I see you again, huh? Okay. Hi, how are you? Are you good?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is, I dream every night for the last maybe year or year and a half. And through dreaming, I make myself aware of my process.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And the other day I had a dream where somebody I know says, now I saw my ego. And I said to this person, great, then you can drop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I would like to, I'd really like to know what they saw.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What I saw that day, even in my daily experience, is that I saw how my mind works out whatever is going on.
Okay, and your thoughts are doing that. Your mind is pristine and clear like space always. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. And even though, because I was in conflict with silly issues, but you know, I take it to my personal process. Everything that happens in my life, I take it to the process.
Okay, good.
So what I saw in the day, during the day, is that everything that happened passed through the mind, but I could not stop the mind, mm-hmm. nor the feeling.
You're never going to stop the mind. You're going to, you can control your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I just changed the language because we're always demonizing mind, and it's not mind. It is thoughts.
It is thoughts. Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
I could see the thoughts, the streaming of the thoughts. I could see the, how this thought came into feeling. You know, right. I could see all of that.
Good.
But nevertheless, I could not calm down at that moment.
You can calm down by breath. It's a science. You can calm down by breath. It takes practice. You need to practice. You're breathing all the time. You should. You can sit for 5 minutes, and I'm going to show you the breath. And actually, you can implement this breath. You can enter this breath anytime, while you're cooking, while you're straightening your home, while you're riding on the bus. You can do it anytime. And it takes time to be the focus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would say give it 12 years of your life. I would say give your life to it. But every practice that you will practice on breath, you will benefit, because it's accumulative. It's actually accumulative. Every time you go to it, you will have a better, greater focus away from the torrent of thought. You ready? Yes. You're sitting pretty good.
Yes.
Breathing through your nostrils always. Ready? Yes. Inhale. Hold. Exhale longer. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Always exhale a little longer, and with all of our attention on our breath, inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale longer. Hold. Okay, so that's the breath. When you're excited, it would take at least 20 breaths to bring you to center. When you will practice that, and the hold is very important, and you can hold for longer, or you can hold for 3 seconds. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Inhale 5 seconds, 5 count. Hold 3 seconds. Exhale 7 count. Hold 3 seconds. Inhale. And you can think while you're doing that, but the more you're focused on your breath, the less the thoughts can catch you. And you really come to learn to let thoughts go by rather than giving them attention. And as you focus on that hold, it's very difficult to think. And that's really good. And this also is really good for your organs and your body and your peace and your mind and your heart. This is a science. It goes all the way back, way thousands of years in the yogic system. And this is the best breath to give yourself to always. There can be the exchange of breath. There's many names for the yogic breaths, and they're very good. But this is the breath that calms. And this is the breath, when you give time for it, that you will see that thoughts can go by without, they get thin. They get thin. And what happens then? Then you're present. Mm. But it does take practice.
I would say
10 minutes a day extended. Good old Ken, he did 5 minutes a day. He says, well, I'm doing 5 minutes a day. I said, well, if you're doing 5 minutes a day, you would want to do 15 minutes a day, right? Because it's so good for you in every way. It's so beneficial. But that's what's necessary right there. And I do believe that I have one meditation on my website of breath. But since you asked again, somebody told me that I didn't record the hold breath. We call it the four phase breath. Inhale, hop, 1, hold, 2, exhale longer, 3, hold, 4. And because you have asked me again, I will put it up. So yes. I will put up a 10-minute practice for you on my website. That will be done really soon, within the next 3 days. So I can lead you. And I think it's really good to have me lead you for a while, because I'm like a metronome. You know, when you get the beat of the music on the metronome, mm-hmm. Then you're on your own. But a lot of times people really like the... So I will do that. I will do that for everybody in your honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
If I have time?
Sure.
Because my next question that arose after this dream was, how can I live more from my being how can my action, how can I put my energy more into action through my being and not through my ego?
You don't have an ego.
Okay.
That's called selfish action. I don't, like you say, this fellow who said he saw his ego, maybe what he really meant was he saw his selfish action. Ego is not an entity.
Okay.
Yes, ego is selfish action. Okay. So it's not that there is an ego, but there are selfish, inconsiderate action, you see. And so you learn to live out of your heart. And somebody wrote to me the other day, this is amazing. They say, I protect my heart. I said, no, your heart protects you. Yeah, you don't have to protect your heart. Your heart is the most powerful, and empty mind is the most powerful way to live. And at first it's a little like, I feel like I'm going to be stepped on. I'm going to be taken advantage of. But as you come through your heart and come through your heart and consider not only yourself, but all others as well, you find that your heart is the most amazing inner guide. This is what this is where the masters have always gone. And I am certain that even in the Gyani realm, in the Kung Fu realm, and all the great realms of practice, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, all, and no religion at all, when one has mastered themselves, they've had to come through their heart. And they've had to have an open mind. And it is really wonderful to live like that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You don't have to lie to anyone. You don't have to manipulate anyone. You don't have to wish they were different. Maybe we do wish they were different sometimes. That's not harmful. But you become very honest with yourself. And this is a very interesting point. I want to make this point. This is really interesting. We were talking about the guardians, the mm-hmm. ones who, you heard that satsang?
Yep.
Okay, those guardians are self-created. They, the more honest you get, the more true to yourself you get, the less you'll want to be any other way. So these guardians are, one person wrote and said, I'll befriend the guardians, because I said, they're your best friends. I said, they will not befriend you. You can't be a friend of the guardian, but they are your best friends because they say, no, 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 no. Recheck this. Get true to this and then come back and I will disappear. But I'm not going to disappear. It's your own self check. And the truer you get to yourself, the less you'll want to live any other way. And it's a challenge. And it's a beautiful, beautiful challenge. It's initiation, self-initiation. So thank you for asking that question.
Thank you. Thank
Learn
you.
It. Learn mm-hmm. it, live it, be it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
We have one more question here, and thank you. It's good what you've said. It's very important. It's a doorway for you. It's a doorway for all of us. Everybody's going through these initiations. You're not alone, and you're going to walk it by yourself, and you got a lot of support. Okay. Hi. Oh, hi. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Susan, so much that I can join you
yeah, sure.
live like this.
Sorry.
I cannot see you. I only have to. Yes.
There I am?
Yes, you are here.
I don't know. Somebody else is helping me with all of this. So, yeah.
Yes. Please. Thank you. I'm living in this void now, and this void has announced itself already from starting last year, the end of last year.
What is it?
A void.
Voids don't speak.
No, it's not. I cannot really describe it.
Okay, it's better that you say that because voids are not communicative. Voids are total. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it announced it itself, and before I already knew when appointments would come. I'm sorry, my appointments would come that I would know, like, this is no use for making this appointment because there will be emptiness or the ungrasping, I'll call it like that, in this period. And now, since the governments are changing the rights, I'm allowed to practice again, to open my practice again.
What do you
so? Shiatsu. Okay. Shiatsu therapy.
Oh, okay.
And so people are starting to knock on my door while I'm still in this. I don't know whether to stay in the practice where I am, where I doubt the quality of the space, or move on to and to another new practice, to move and to move to a new practice space. And usually I would be emotionally either have a drive and go this way, or be really like, oh, I don't know. There will be emotions going up and down. But in this time, I'm really in like a flat line.
There's good for you. Hello. Good for you. I wouldn't call it a flat line necessarily, but I would give it another name, just so it's not so foreign, or I would call it calm.
But I feel that's not even this. So,
I would call it calm. Hold on. Where do you live?
In Holland.
Okay. And there's one thing that's certainly going on. The earth has, and this applies to you, the earth has taken a breather. She's got clean water. Her air is clean. She's quiet. That affects every human being. And my sense is that this time has been given to us not only to confuse us, but to be with ourselves and to have a discovery of ourselves and to initiate ourselves. And I call it that we will meet a new frequency within ourselves. Hmm? And it is a frequency. It is a frequency. It's a... the difference between a motorcycle and sitting under a tree. There's a frequency difference. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So this is a time of self-discovery, and I can't make up your mind for you. That's not, that's not anything that I can do for you about your work.
But it's more like the mind is trying to get into trying to make.
You're talking about thoughts, not mind.
Thoughts, yeah, or trying to like knocking as well.
That's what causes the emotion. That's what causes the great emotional upset.
Yes, and underneath.
The young woman before, she got that very clear. I think this, and then I emote. So why don't you silence your thoughts? Because from there, like Maria said, from there, you're not so confused and things are much clearer. And you have a broader scope of understanding because you're not, and your emotions aren't like that. And it takes, again, it takes practice. Practice means I am living my conviction.
Mm. But if I've silenced the mind, there's nothing.
Oh, you, that's just another damn thought.
Okay.
Way out there. You don't, nothing would, wouldn't it be nice to have a little nothing so that you can actually see something, take the clouds away? And why are you projecting what it is before you even practice?
I think it's fair.
Just, yeah, I'm sorry?
But this still, I think.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
But there's nothing really wrong with thought. It's just how we are with it and what we permit ourselves to think and how we look at the world through those thoughts. And the world is changing. And it may be that we have some definitely shaking difference, but within us, the requirements are the same. How are you going to live? Where are you, how are you going to see it? Where is your heart? Calm your emotions so that you can see. In India, or maybe not even in India, maybe in Tibet, maybe in Buddhism, maybe in Hinduism, maybe in Islamism, one of the sages some time ago left this beautiful example. When the water is turbulent, you cannot see except for the turbulence. When the water is still and clear, you can see all the way to the bottom. And that's exactly like breathing, practicing breath, being in a state of calm, not flatline. Calm. And then the clouds part and you are present and you really can make very good decisions in that space. Things are more obvious. But when you're looking here and you're looking here and you're looking here and you're looking here and your emotions are up,
it's a middle.
Yeah.
I just keep pushing a middle. Do you want to put a, maybe a message out just to let people know?
They're all coming back in, it looks like. You mean on MailChimp?
Hello? No,
sorry, he's coming in fast enough. You're good.
Sorry, everybody. It seems that our Zoom crashed for everybody, so we're admitting everybody back in as quickly as possible. And please be patient with us and go ahead and mute yourselves if you haven't already. And we'll just wait because it's possible that Shanti Mai's internet has crashed. We have been waiting for the possibility that this might happen. Her internet is not always very stable there in Taradasacha. So if you will give us a moment and we will get her back in here as quickly as possible.
Shanti Mai's back here.
She's back, great. Are you here? Yes.
There we are.
Yes, you're here.
So this could happen once in a while. This is technology, it's not a problem. So can we get back to that young lady? And then I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on it, but I really do wanna get the point across to her. That she can have mastery over that, and not in no time at all, but if she will practice.
If she can just raise her hand one more time, it's a bit hard to scroll through for her to find. So if I know she's in here because I saw her back in, but there you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, I want to see her face if I can see it again here. Can you put her up, Artesia?
Yeah. Yes. It's someday we'll get it, Shantima, don't worry.
Maybe never, but I know you, so.
I've learned to respond to pretty much everything. She's here, and let me just spotlight her.
You have it?
Yes. Okay, we're good. Now we're on.
You have me?
Yes.
I have you. So just, so.
I don't see Shantima.
It takes willingness, and be careful that whatever you think about it, you can just erase that immediately and find out, rather than projecting, you know. And it's natural what you're doing, but you're something inside of you is calling for a different way.
Yeah, because normally I would have emotions, extreme emotions, for me to guide, to be guided, and now there's nothing, just.
Emotions are never going to guide anyone. They're just going to confuse people. Is that true or not? One of the first practices in a mastery is to get your emotions calm, because what is really good about emotions is that they bring joy. They're messengers. But when they're too hot or too active, then it brings anger and frustration and all of that with it. Mm-hmm. So to calm the emotions become an intuitive. They become very intuitive. And if they rise up, they rise up oftentimes for a messenger. And when you really learn to calm your emotions, when you are beautiful, they are uplifting, they are joyful, like listening to an orchestra. So your emotions aren't useless, but they're not to sink in and to confuse you. So you do that by breathing. And I just told, I forgot her name. I'm sorry about that. The woman we were speaking to before, I'll put up a meditation for you in a couple days. And it won't be long. Maybe I can get that done today. And if you will move with that meditation, it will help you a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too. What you're going through is normal. It's called an initiation gate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a leap.
Mm. And your mind is pure, always. Your heart is always pure. Thoughts can be confusing. Mm-hmm. But they're not bad. It's just how we deal with them, how we work with them. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Namaste. On Tisa, there we go. Hey, I'm on, you're on.
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Vera, not Anticia.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Shantima.
How are you? Are you good?
Yes, well, hopefully, yes.
Well, you are good. It looks like you got a nice house and you're well fed, your hair's combed, you got clothes on, you, nice clothes and...
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. You're good.
Well, I have two things.
Okay.
One of them is my relationship to myself. It's actually like a negative opinion I have on myself. That's been...
Stop it. Okay, next question.
No, just a moment. Just
stop it.
So I've been trying to stop it.
Don't try to stop it. Stop it. Why would you do that to yourself?
It's so ancient that I can't even...
No. That's what it is. It's not ancient. It's just there here now. It's not there all the day long. It's there when you think about it. It's there when you put it on yourself. And it's not there when you're sleeping. It's not there when you're watching TV. It's not there probably most of the time. but it hurts when you do that. Stop it.
Well,
how much do you want to have it?
No, I don't want to have it anymore. And I think it became very clear for me that I can't go on like this anymore.
It's no, really, you cannot. You cannot go on like that anymore. Stop listening to that thought. Why are you hurting yourself? It's like cutting yourself. It's like a young person cuts themselves. It's the same thing, except for you don't have a physical, it's not physically obvious. But it's self-harming.
Yeah, and it's like every circumstance is food for that. Everything that happens, it's another.
Because you're giving it food. You're feeding it. Yeah. You're feeding it. You're permitting that to happen. Take yourself and stop it. Then every time it comes up, remember Shanti Mai saying, stop this now. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Stop this now. You remember these words that I'm saying. I'm saying them to transmit to you a way to plug that up, to pass it by, to trash it. Stop it. Next question. Now I mean that.
Yeah, I just was wondering.
No way to talk about it to get rid of it. You only, you feed it or you don't feed it. Yeah.
But is there a way of looking at oneself differently, like changing the eye with which I look at myself? Not the opinions and the judgment.
Stop it! Why do you make me yell?
No. Anyway, okay, second question.
Well, you have...
God willing, I will stop.
You have to have an opportunity to see yourself differently until you stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. You're coming to satsang. Your heart is calling. And you're beating yourself over your head with a thought? Because what? You don't have something that you want? Because it isn't coming to you? So what?
No, it's just, even the spiritual path becomes another reason why I'm not, I'm wrong or I'm...
Well, stop it!
It's just a...
Okay, I'm going to yell it one more time.
No, okay.
No, we're going to yell it one more time.
I yell it.
Okay, be quiet.
Self?
Be quiet. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Breathe and stop it. And let it'll take time for you. I would say that it would take 6 months. But I would say that in 6 months, you'll have a different view. But you're going to have to remember Shanti Mai's voice inside your heart. And it's your voice too. This is not acceptable. You have to say it every time it comes up. This is not acceptable. You don't fight with it. You just, enough. You understand me?
Yeah.
Okay. You must begin to practice right now. Okay? And you're going to say this 1,000 times a day. Not anymore. Thank you for showing me what I don't want anymore.
Yeah.
And breathe. Remember the breath. Mm-hmm. That'll help you. That'll help it go. And how can you believe in that? Number two question?
So number two, it's like a growing sense of urgency. And I don't know if it's because I've turned 51 or, but there's like a growing sense of urgency that there's no time.
I'm gonna come and get you and shake you hard. I'm coming on 70 in September, and I am just so happy that I've lived this long, and if I die tomorrow or today, okay, no problem, c'est la vie, God bless, it's been wonderful, see you later. 51.
No, don't
you just kid.
I know, but there's something, there's a...
Too much thinking.
Okay.
For sure.
So, there's a growing sense, and that connects to what we said earlier, that there's a growing sense of the needing to stop, not to do more or new, but actually to stop.
Just calm yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm excited now because I'm talking to you, Shanti Mai.
So. Well, I love that too.
Because, so, you know, when you take a question into your life, the answers start to show up in different ways. And there were situations where I've been shown like a pattern that had to stop, like an automatic.
Excuse me. All these ideas of patterns and all these ideas of ancientness and all these ideas of, they're just ideas.
Mm.
And they may have some validity. They may, but they may not. It's here and now that you have to.
Yeah.
Not what the pattern is, not, and it could be, I'm not denying it, but still, nevertheless, what you get is the moment. And that's what you get to work with. And as long as you're thinking and building the roadway for this to occur, this is the reason, that is the reason, it's urgency. I'm not mocking you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating what you said. It's urgency, it's the age, it's, but all you're doing is piling up more ideas to enforce that you're old and you don't have time and you're no good. These are all ideas. They're nothing more than thoughts.
What? No, but I'm not there yet. I mean, I'm still clouded over.
I mean, it was only 2 seconds ago you brought it up. So of course you're not there yet. But you are.
Yeah.
You are there. This is what's needing to happen. This has to occur, or you're going to stay in that pile and in that boiling water of self-negation, and you're a creation of God. The Dharma has called you. You're on the path. This is, has nothing to do with being good enough or not good enough. It, nothing to do with that. We're going to trip and fall all of the time. And then we're going to get ourselves up and we're going to stand up and we're going to be right with ourselves. And next 10 minutes, we're going to fall. And then we're going to get up again and we're going to be right with ourselves. And that's the way it goes. That's the only way it goes, is to strengthen yourself so that you can stand on your own 2 feet. I'm here. The Dharma is supporting. You've been called. It's not going to let you go.
No.
Your heart's in the right place because you're talking about it. Hmm? Because you're talking about it. So something's going to open up, but you have to participate in the opening and the passing of the gate. It's not going to do it by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to participate.
Well, I want you to. So you get on that meditation that I'm going to make. You practice that meditation. And when you go to the hold in the breath, see if there's anything wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you release, and hold, see if you can think anything bad about yourself. That's an absolute open, neutral, calm, illuminating space. That hold doesn't seem like it, but as you practice, you'll see it. I demand that you stop it. You're a good soul. You're a great lady. You're kind. You're generous. You're beautiful. Doesn't matter how much time you have left, you ought to live it well and not live it putting yourself through hell. Live well, not in hell. That should be your mantra. It's not really a mantra, it's just a saying. I gotta go. Write to me.
Write to you?
Yes.
I will. Thank you, Shanti Mai.
I'm putting the meditation up. Promise me you'll practice.
Okay.
And you have to be vigilant with this notion that you're not good enough, because you're going to be repeating that constantly. Stop it. It's not acceptable. Don't fight with it. Just say those words, and little by little, it'll get thinner and thinner. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Namaste. Antisa, hi. Hey, Pooja.
Hey, Shanti, my namaste.
Namaste. I have three more questions here. I have Hildegard, I have Mananda, and Pooja, and I'll be with these, and then we'll close. But I want to also chant the Gayatri Mantra with you 9 times at the end, and I also want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, even the guys. But it is Mother's Day. And everyone who has a womb is a mother, whether they ever had children or not. That is for certain. Pooja, what will you say?
I wanted to tell you that it really helped what you wrote me. You wrote to me to be very light, and it helped me out of my mental wobble really fast.
Good.
That was amazing. And
enlightenment means lighten up also.
Yeah,
you can't be heavy in their thoughts. Mm-hmm. They actually diminish, and delusion is gone for forever, even though we will trip over our own feet as we move along.
I know. Mm. And I wanted to say I'm caring for myself very well. I feel okay. I have a slip disc, and I have very much pain, but I'm fine. I'm very good. But I don't understand what's happening. It's like I can't concentrate on anything. I can't grasp anything. And I don't know how to describe it, but I don't know if it's what you said, that the energy is different and I'm trying to adjust to it.
Yes.
Or is that a mental health issue?
Oh, no, it's not a mental health issue. And become comfortable in that space.
I am. I am quite comfortable.
Good. It's like meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my feeling is to not do a lot. Is that the right way?
Oh, I would say that's exactly the right way.
Happy Mother's Day.
As long as you feel it, for sure, you're going to get some energy to do things, and you're going to have times where you just want to relax.
And it's okay to just rest then.
Of course it is.
Good. Thank you, Shanti Mai.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Antisa, we have Purnima in Germany. Namaste. Hi. Oh, turn on your microphone.
Yes.
Here you go. Good. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
You look beautiful.
Yes.
You look like a monk. A nun. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice. You did it.
And it was so good that we were sharing this.
Yes.
I really felt connected and took many, many photos, 200 photos and videos. And
of your bald head?
Yes, of the shave, of the starting, of the shaving, of the...
Nice.
Everything. It's like, and I put it like a video show. I can do that with the technical things. I was thinking of sending that to you, but now it's beautiful to connect live.
Yeah, now I see it. Very good. Do you feel lighter?
I feel the lightness. I feel the freedom. And I feel it's really the best time. I did Mundan in India decades back. And it's beautiful to feel the newness.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is really the right time. Now my hair is gray.
Right.
Right. And accepting, it's so beautiful to just accept.
Why would you not? Why would you not just accept gray hair? I've been waiting for my hair to come in gray. My brother's pure white. My mother had lovely white hair. And I just, you know, slowly, slowly, slowly it's coming. you know, it's really wonderful aging. Why would anyone fear what's occurring and unharmful and beautiful in a stage of life? You know, I love being an old woman. As much as I love being a teenager and a young woman, and I just think that's what's going on. How can you fight what's going on? It's like fighting the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Namaste.
Namaste, Shantima.
We're going to chant Gayatri for 9 times after the satsang, which will just be a minute. Mananda's on, and I want to get her question, and then we will chant 9 Gayatri mantras. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. And we'll keep a silence for about just a couple minutes. But it's important to do the Gayatri mantra. We were asked to do it, and I thought it was a very good idea. Next week after satsang, we'll have a metta meditation also. So that'll be wonderful. These requests are good for everyone. Namaste.
Namaste. Mm.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Really good. Fantastic.
Good. So tell me.
I have a question regarding practice.
Yeah, okay.
Chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, actually. I've been chanting the Gayatri Mantra now for, I don't know how long, 8, 9 months, 1 year, a long time. And I chant a lot. And still I have a feeling, specifically with the Gayatri Mantra, that I'm chanting off the tip of my tongue. On the full moon, I went up onto a mountain, and when the moon came up and just rose in front of my eyes, and there were fireflies around, which is really rare and beautiful here in Israel.
Your name should actually be Kavita. You know what? You know what it means? The poet. It means the poet.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What really came to me very strongly was the Medicine Buddha mantra.
Okay.
Flowed out of my heart like so simply and easily, and I didn't think about it, I didn't sit down to chant, I was just chanting and chanting and chanting with Gayatri mantra, which I've been really in an intimate relationship with Gayatri Ma for a long time. Still I feel in some way that it's from the tip of my tongue, and I chant hours and hours a day, and still I feel her on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, so let it be for one thing. I remember when I started to chant Gayatri Mantra, when I just began, my throat constricted terribly.
Mm.
It was really hard to chant the mantra. And I just kept going and going. It's okay. The tip of your tongue is fine. Actually, it's fine. Your whole body is vibrating to every word that you say, from your toes to your head. You don't just listen off of your mouth. You listen through your cranium and your ears and your throat and your heart and everything is resonating in your voice.
Yes.
And maybe sometimes it's just an image you get. For years, I had an image of my tongue being split by a knife or something. It was a violent act. And I just had to put up with it and ignore it. And it would come again and again and again. And I just had to ignore it and ignore it and ignore it. And I think it was a long time that was going on. And eventually it went away. Whatever you ignore will not draw your attention. And my sense is that it's perfectly fine.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. One more small thing I wanted to say on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That every evening before my kids go to sleep, 13 and 8 right now, we do the 4-stage breathing.
Good.
And my daughter, who's 13 years old, she went out with some friends and there was an extreme situation. And she came home and she said, Mom, beautiful breathing. And it all stopped. I feel it's so beautiful. You know, it's like, it's actually something they use and again and again and again, both of them. It's great. So beautiful. So
it was so much, not only for the body and for the thought stream calming. Of course, it takes practice. Means I'm living my conviction. I'm committed to this. And my prayer is that my commitment is deeper and deeper and stronger and guides me to what I am committed to. And I'm very, very touched that you say this. And I really feel that it takes a lifetime to master. And every step is, it's accumulative in a way. It builds and builds and builds, or unbuilds and unbuilds and unbuilds, however you look at that. Release, 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 release. Give your girls my love, will you? Okay. I would like to chant 9 Gayatri mantras with everyone. I want to wish everyone a Happy Mother's Day. Mothers are really important. Everybody has one, right? Even if we're adopted, we have them. And no matter what our lives have been, how many mothers we have, we always have the mother that we either has taken care of us. I was adopted by my father, so I know that he's my father. And my paternal father, he's my paternal father. But the one who cared for me is really and truly my dad. So we all have a mother, and God bless all of our mothers, whether they're living or they've departed from this world or they're reborn. God bless all mothers today on Mother's Day. So shall we chant the mantra together? Let's do that. I got the group picture on now. So good to see. Oh my gosh. Uh-huh. Bolanat and Pushpa and Mario and Emma and Premdelu and Tashi. Oh my gosh, Andrea and Sean, hey, yeah, Pemini. I can't get everybody on at once. Bhavata's there, Gate and Dharma and Premtej is there, all over the world, all over the world. There's Kanja and Nalini, nice to see them. And I wrote to you and asked you how you were. I don't know if you got that letter. So I'll say it again, so maybe you'll write to me again. Ronald and Pickles and okay. I saw earlier Marga. I don't see her anymore. Emma. Okay, so shall we mention Durga and Lars? Hi, Lars. Shall we chant the Gayatri mantra 9 times together? Everybody say yes. Okay. Henrik. Hey, Henrik. Okay. So I'll lead the mantra. And at the end, let us offer 3 of them to the world. We'll do that first. three of them to who we would like to offer them to. You can consider that. And three of them to our inner journey, which is so important at this time. Akasha, you chant with me, Indra? Let us begin. Let us chant these three mantras for the world, that the realization of the heart and soul, the open mind of humanity, is on its trajectory and is opening up. We don't know how long it takes, but that's what we're chanting for. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Now you can see the people who you want to bless with the Gayatri, your household, your neighborhood, someone who you feel can benefit from it. Let's give just a moment to consider that. And let's begin the chant. Three chants for your personal blessing in the direction that you want it to go. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. And for oneself, this is a very great mantra to saturate yourself in, to bathe in, to chant. It is for the awakening, the enlightenment. Mother Gayatri lit the sun. Someone asked, the central sun or our solar sun? They are inseparably lit by the Gayatri mantra, by that sound and that frequency. That is what is reported. She lit the sun, and the sun rules your heart. Let us chant three Gayatri mantras for our own intimate journey. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svatat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Let us just be still for just a moment.
Thank you so much for chanting the mantra with me. For anyone who finds a difficulty in coming calm right now, I will have this breath for you. It's really important. And I will also guide you in focusing. It's very, very important right now. Okay, I'm going off. Namaste. Thank you for coming. It's been good to be with you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Shantimai.
You're welcome.
So, Hari Om, everybody. It's wonderful. So we'll take a short break. Whoever needs to can go do what they need to do. Premo, if you'd like to play for a few minutes while we pause, and anybody who would like to come back and ask any questions about anything technical or website or Zoom or anything such, you're most welcome to stay around for afterwards. And a quick word about donations. We do send a link with the email for the announcement with the link to provide donations. It is the same as the donation box outside of Satsang here in India. When you feel to give, you are most welcome to do so. Donations are most appreciated, but they are neither expected nor desired. There's no tracking kept of who makes donations when, or we've had questions about, can I make an amount now and that will cover my donations for the next months, or you track all of that, you take care of that. You are most welcome, whether there are donations or not. All are welcome here, always. If you have any questions about the technical side of making donations, you can also ask after Satsang as well. We'd prefer not to give an estimated donation, though we have in the past, but just to give a guideline or a notion. So much love and many blessings to you all, and whomever would like can stay around and ask as many questions as they like. Namaste, and thank you so much.